From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. Commander of Operation Inherent Resolve, Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend, said Wednesday the operation to retake the Syrian city of Raqqa from Islamic State poses tough political and security challenges and could take longer than the ongoing assault on the Iraqi city of Mosul.
It's a very complicated battle space. There are a lot of regional security concerns that are in competition there. The Syrian regime's involved, the Russians are involved, Turkey's involved. It's hard. And there's a civil war going on right next door. So it's going to be a tough, very tough political environment and a security environment, I think, for our effort there.
He said Kurdish rebels and elements of the Syrian Democratic Forces could eventually be part of the operation in Raqqa. He said talks with Turkey are underway. Turkey opposes involvement of any Kurdish forces in the fight. At the UN Wednesday, the world body's humanitarian chief Stephen O'Brien said that the eastern part of the Syrian city Aleppo has essentially become a kill zone with hundreds killed, thousands wounded in just the past month.
The Aleppo offensive by Syrian and Russian military forces has been the most sustained and intensive aerial bombardment campaign witnessed since the beginning of the conflict more than half a decade ago. The results in human terms have been horrific. Aleppo has essentially become a kill zone.
Russian Ambassador Vitaly Churkin expressed outrage at the remarks, pointing to Moscow's humanitarian pause last week and its 10-day halt of aerial attacks on the city's center. In Somalia, local residents say Islamic State fighters seized the small port of Kandala in the semi-autonomous region of Puntland. The IS news agency said dozens of its fighters seized the port located on the coast of the Gulf of Aden opposite Yemen after security forces withdrew. This is VOA News. In Iraq, a U.S. coalition spokesman said as Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga forces edge closer to Mosul, the Islamic State defense is stiffening. 10 days into the assault to retake the last major Iraqi city held by IS militants, Iraqi forces are trying to dislodge militants from surrounding villages. There are reports that the IS defenders, as they retreat, use civilians as human shields. The two main U.S. presidential candidates pressed their case to the voters in states viewed as key to election victory November 8th. Democrat Hillary Clinton marked her 69th birthday Wednesday in Florida. Her Republican rival Donald Trump ended a 3-day campaign swing through the Sunshine State and moved on to North Carolina, where he reached out again to African-American voters, a traditional Democratic voting bloc, during a stop in Charlotte.
Every African-American citizen in this country is entitled to a government that puts their jobs, wages, and security first.
Campaigning in Florida, Clinton promised to grow the economy with more jobs and rising income. Two strong aftershocks shook central Italy late Wednesday, not far from the area struck by a deadly August quake. A 5.4 magnitude quake was followed hours by one measuring 6, which was centered near the town of Castel San Angelo sur Nera. Some damage reported, at least 2 injuries. The August 24 quake killed nearly 300. In Venezuela, beset by a severe economic crisis, including food shortages, opposition protesters clashed with police Wednesday, resulting in the death of a policeman, as well as scores of injuries and arrests. The opposition staged nationwide marches, drawing hundreds of thousands against embattled President Nicolas Maduro. An electoral council halted a nationwide referendum recall organized by the opposition to remove Mr. Maduro from office and end 17 years of socialist rule. A national strike has been called for Friday. For the first time in a quarter century, the U.S. abstained Wednesday from a U.N. General Assembly vote on a resolution that calls for an end to the U.S. economic embargo of Cuba. Samantha Powers, the U.S. U.N. ambassador.
The United States has always voted against this resolution. Today, the United States will abstain.
The 193-member Nation General Assembly adopted the resolution 191 in favor. Israel joined the U.S. in abstaining. An Italian Coast Guard spokesman said dozens of migrants are believed missing from their boat, which sank off Libya's coast Wednesday. The medical charity Doctors Without Borders found nearly 30 other dead migrants submerged in water and fuel. The younger brother of the late Japanese Emperor Hirohito has died, Prince Mikasa, passing away Thursday at age 100. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.